After Japan, President Trump's next stop is South Korea. High on his agenda there, of course, the escalating tensions with North Korea. On the surface, those tensions don't seem to be causing much alarm in the South. That's what we've been hearing. But that apparent calm could be deceiving. Jason Strother has more from Pyeongtaek, just south of Seoul.
Wu Sun-yep keeps a camouflage backpack loaded with supplies, just in case he needs to grab it and go. It's got things like a flashlight, canned food, and a pair of socks. Wu runs an online forum with 20,000 members called Survival 21. He says he's trying to help people prepare for war, but most South Koreans don't take North Korea's threats seriously. Even members of his online community, they don't want to say the word war.
There's a superstition that if you say bad things, those bad things could actually happen. They'd rather just ignore the possibility of war altogether. I think they're in a state of denial.
Some mental health professionals say Wu might be onto something. Kim Hyun-chung is a psychiatrist at the National Medical Center in Seoul. She says a lot of South Koreans have suppressed their fears of another Korean War because deep down, they feel helpless.
If we're so sensitive to all the dangers that lurk here, I mean, you can't live here.
Kim says some people, like her, cope with this buried anxiety with dark humor.
Saying, oh, I'll evaporate anyways. What the hell with it, you know? I hope it all blows up so I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Others try to change the subject and say comforting things like,
you know, a war isn't that easy to happen. People aren't going to let it happen. Don't worry about it. So we end the conversation in a very comforting manner so that we don't have to go to extent about fretting over something that's real. Which sounds ironical, but yeah, that's what we're doing.
It sounds like there's a combination
avoidance.
Of feelings.
So. I'm avoiding the topic. I don't want to talk about it, you know? And because I thought I was open to it. I don't want to imagine it. Just by imagining it, I kept imagining as our interview has gone on, and I started freaking out. And I didn't know I was this... I thought I was ready, you know? I'd blow it up, whatever. But I don't want to think about it.
She says maybe it's time now for her to start talking with her husband and their 10-year-old son about what to do in the case of an attack. Kim says while she and other South Koreans have grown numb to Pyongyang's pledges to turn Seoul into a sea of fire, they're not used to hearing the same kind of rhetoric coming from Washington.
Mr. Trump has crossed a certain line.
Koo Se-young is publisher of the online magazine Korea Exposé.
And that's what's frightening to many South Koreans, I believe. And that's what certainly generated concern as well as conversation here.
Koo says it feels unreal to be having conversations now about evacuation plans with his parents who survived the Korean War. They've told him they're not going anywhere.
They will tell me, oh, like, if old people go out into the street during war, they're more likely to die. So we're just going to stay in the apartment and face our last minute. And of course, we laugh about it while we say it.
He also says it's deeply troubling to hear that many Americans would support a military response to North Korea if diplomacy fails, 58%, according to a September Gallup poll. Koo wonders whether Americans really understand what war would mean here.
For us, it's a life or death matter. But perhaps for Americans, I guess it's difficult to have the same kind of idea or worries.
In August, air raid drills were held in Seoul. Residents were told to practice evacuating into some of the city's 4,100 underground shelters, including subway stations and parking garages. Wu Sun-yep, the guy with the backpack, says the government doesn't have a solid emergency response plan. That's why South Koreans need to take survival into their own hands, though he thinks there's still some time.
I tell people that while war might be looming, it's not going to happen right away. I think a war could break out within a year or so, but still, I don't think it's imminent.
But just in case, Wu recently added a gas mask to his backpack. For The World, Jason Strother, Pyeongtaek, South Korea.